Pianist Vijay Iyer is a rising jazz star, groomed by gigs with Steve Coleman, Roscoe Mitchell, and Wadada Leo Smith. But Iyer may be better known for his own projects. One of those is a cooperative trio called Fieldwork, whose members believe in rehearsing a lot to foster a free flow of ideas and create a real band aesthetic. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says all that practice pays off.
Fieldwork is a jazz power trio for the new century, one that packs the wallop of a rock band, at least sometimes, a little like their contemporaries, the Bad Plus or Jason Moran's Bandwagon. Fieldwork may get stuck on repeated licks, like a glam band hammering home a tune's hook, but one saving grace is they don't dumb down the solos. Vijay Iyer on piano. He could come up for air once in a while, but you can hear why jazz folk like him more and more. A percussive pianist who doesn't punish the instrument, he'll spin long, intricate lines without tripping over his own fingers, and he has a sure feel for knocking out complex rhythms. Those stem, at least partly, from his study of the Carnatic music of South India, where his parents are from. And those shifting beats also recall the Indian-influenced jazz rock fusion of the 1970s. Iyer was raised in Rochester, New York, where he grew up all-American multicultural, eating Indian snacks, digging Star Wars, and practicing Rachmaninoff on violin. The young fiddler switched to piano after discovering how much fun it was to make its low notes sing out, a childhood enthusiasm that stayed with him. I like how piano and drums lock into contrasting beats there. Vijay Iyer's trio mates, as heard on Fieldwork's CD Simulated Progress from the Pi label, are saxophonist Steve Lehman, who's new to the band, and drummer Elliot Humberto Cavi, who's since moved on. Those personnel changes reflect how hard it is to get busy New Yorkers to clear lots of rehearsal time. Still, Fieldwork achieves a hard-edged unity of purpose, with everyone pulling together, like I say, more like a rock than a jazz band. The trio has no bass player, and everyone works hard to compensate. On Lehman's tune Trips, drums evoke a scratchy rhythm guitar, the saxophone plays the sort of repeating line a bassist might play, and the whole band traces a hiccuping rhythm pattern. Fieldwork thrives on off-center grooves like that. Elliot Cavi is typical of younger jazz drummers who've absorbed hip-hop beats into the vocabulary without sounding mechanical. Saxophonist Steve Lehman has a slippery rhythm sense of his own, gliding between the beats or leaping over them. It's a good band, but I have one suggestion for those rehearsal sessions. Work on your endings. Pieces that start strong may peter out by the end. But when a band can make tricky technical stuff sound like musical populism, that criticism sounds like nitpicking.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.